Marco Werman here with The World. Next time you dig into a salad, think about this. Immigrant farm workers probably picked your lettuce. They harvest most of our fruits and vegetables, for now anyway. Crackdowns on immigration, along with immigrants taking better jobs, are creating a farm labor shortage. So some farmers are starting to recruit a new workforce, robots. Valerie Hamilton has our story.
I'm in Watsonville on California's Central Coast, walking through the lettuce rows at Lakeside Organic Gardens. All around me, farm workers are thinning lettuce, chopping out some plants to make room for others. Farmer Dick Pichotte says this is not what you'd call unskilled labor.
Swinging that hoe from that distance and being able to pick out one plant and not the other, I mean, they're really experts at what they do, you know? They're like artists, you know what I mean?
So I'm surprised at his answer when I ask, would he replace his workers with robots?
It's not if we could, it's the question is when, because we'll never have the labor force that we had before. And so anybody that's not adapting to that today has kind of got their head in the sand.
It wasn't a rhetorical question. Meet the Lettuce Bot, a robot designed to thin lettuce, or as engineer Ken Hickman calls it,
egg.
Because?
Egg salad, chicken salad, taco salad, jello, potato.
That's like nerd humor.
It is.
Egg looks like a sideways stack of desktop computers being dragged behind a tractor. It zips over rows of tiny lettuce sprouts using cameras and sensors to do essentially the same job as Pichotte's crew, just three times faster.
As we've been out here, egg hasn't stopped for one single thing.
Egg takes two workers to operate. Pichotte's crew has 15. And there's another big difference. The robot doesn't need a work permit. The lettuce bot and machines like it are kind of a holy grail of agriculture. Farmers have been trying to get machines to do field work since they invented the plow.
Progress in mechanization has been impressive. However, some crops must still be harvested by hand, where such things as inspection, selection, cutting, or gentle handling are basic to quality.
A film by the California Council of Growers, made in 1962, explained why farms needed workers from Mexico. The Bracero program brought hundreds of thousands of laborers to work in the fields in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
In Spanish, braceros means a man who works with arms and hands. But in American lingo, they are called lifesavers.
Fast forward 50 years, and immigrants do the majority of field work in the U.S. But the labor force is shrinking. Workers are getting older. Younger workers are choosing different jobs. It's hard for new people to come to the U.S. legally and dangerous for them to come illegally. So, once again, farmers are pinning their hopes on machines. There's a prototype for a robot apple picker and plans for robots that pick strawberries, prune grapevines, weed cotton. The Western Growers Association, an agriculture trade group, opened a tech startup incubator in California, and labor is at the top of its to-do list. For director Dennis Donahue, robots are a part of the solution.
Whether it's R2-D2 or whatever we decide to call it, you know, I mean, I do think you'll see some functions, you know, like weeding that, you know, R2-D2 is going to be doing the weeding.
But there's another side to the story.
The machine is not paying rent. It's not buying food for their kids. He's not sending kids to school. It's just a machine.
Lauro Barajas is with United Farm Workers. He says robots aren't necessarily bad for workers. Machines need operators, after all, and those can be good jobs. But he says instead of replacing workers, farmers should focus on attracting them with visas and better conditions, because it's about more than lettuce. Back at Lakeside Organic Gardens, I meet Jose Ayala, who's worked the fields ever since he came from Mexico 25 years ago. Ayala says he's not worried about robots stealing his job. There's always going to be work to do. Actually, he says machines might make things easier. Field work is hard. But he agrees that the times are changing. With immigration crackdowns and people choosing other work, farms are shorthanded. If they can't find more people to work the fields, he says, maybe robots are next. For The World, Valerie Hamilton, Watsonville, California.